Good morning, Cody Chamble here with you, and I am joined by Elizabeth from the Prairie du Chien Public Library. She is the library director, so good morning, Elizabeth. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so of course, these are our Prairie du Chien Area Chamber of Commerce-sponsored Monday interviews, and so yeah, take it away. Tell us about the library, a little introductory if folks are unfamiliar with where you guys are located and kind of the things you offer.
We're in the downtown area on 125 South Wacuda. We love our location. We're right in the heart of everything. We like to offer a lot of different avenues for all ages, from kids' story times to adults. We have a huge, large print collection that helps anyone who meets all kind of, if you're bad eyesight, bigger reading, you like to read faster, it helps all of that. We have audiobooks. We have books that are you can take with you on the go. We try to offer a lot of different varieties for all different age groups.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And then back in the day, I remember having to have a library card and to check things out. Is that process still kind of the same?
Yeah. So anybody in Wisconsin with an ID of any kind that has Wisconsin driver's license, ID, any of that, we offer all of our resources for free. You can come in, check out books, DVDs, any kind of materials. We can order books for you throughout the state from anywhere. In case we don't have it, we can offer any of that for you. But we really like to get access of materials for all of our Wisconsin patrons.
Awesome. And then other than the books, DVDs, and stuff, what are the other kind of resources you have available? Computers or things like copies?
Sure.
Stuff like that?
Yeah. If you need copies made, if you need a computer that you don't have at home, we have study rooms available. We have our community room. If you need a bigger meeting group that you're like needing to meet for, we have from a sewing group, a watercolor group that comes. We have our Dungeons and Dragons group that has come off and on. We have a really good variety, but we just ask that you call ahead of time and we can get you on the calendar.
And that is that by payment, like to reserve those spots, or how does that work for some of those?
So any of our study rooms are free. Those are just for you to come in, and those meet from anywhere between 4 to 5 people pretty well. Our community room, if there's something, it's just $10, and so that's for the time you want to meet, unless you're a nonprofit.
All right. And then how long have you been at the library, and then how long have you been director?
Sure. So I've been at the library. I'll be going on 13 years this year, and then I've been to the director. I'll be going on 3 this year as well. So I've been really excited. I love being part of our community part. I love being part of getting people to read and get excited about anything and helping the library get better and the community around us.
What does your day-to-day look like as a director? And then maybe take us back to your role as, you know, those other roles and kind of what other employers are doing currently, kind of what their day-to-day looks like as well.
Sure. So right now we have our kids section, which we have we all try to be a library to all ages, a librarian for it. And then our kids section that we really try to highlight, ordering books that kids are going to want to continue to love to read from, whether some kids like to learn the real part of it from nonfiction to I like the mystical fantasy world of Harry Potter or however what you like to read. And so I have librarians that do specifically, they look for books, they look what to read or what is popular for that age groups. We do story times, plan programming for all age groups. And then our other ones, we have our front desk people who like to make sure they're greeting everybody, finding what you need, whether it's a resource of your family lineage to going into your next favorite mystery novel. We like to try to help that as well. We go through our, my part of it too, is just paying bills, making sure everything's up to date in the building, looking to see that we're up to date on what's new and upcoming in the library world, and helping our library stay current and fun and up to date is kind of a fun part. Our genealogy room is probably one of our neatest resources for Prairie because we have a lot of local history, family histories, people that have donated genealogy research they've done over time. And that's kind of a neat resource that not everybody has. And then we also have our microfilm that some people love to dig through history of all of that. And some of it's online, some of it's not, but just kind of a fun, neat little unique place that we have for that.
Yeah, so plenty to keep you busy,
yes,
right, throughout the day.
For sure.
And then you guys just wrapped up an event here this past week. What was that event and how did it go?
Sure. So our friends at the library just hosted, which is our volunteer group that raises money for the library for funding, for programs. And so we did our book and pie sale. And that was just, it's a lot of fun to see everyone come in and from buying pies, which sell out super quick, to coming to our book sale and loading up with their next favorite reads. It's really a neat time for us that we love to do.
And of course you got done with wrapping up your summer reading program as well with a lot of kids in the area.
Yes, we did. It was probably one of our biggest years right now. We did it for kids and we also added in young adult and adult this year.
Okay.
Which has been kind of a neat fun time for everybody to enjoy summer reading. So we had baskets made up For every book you read, you got to put your name in for a raffle basket. But we had a lot of really from local people donating, businesses, they donated just wonderful prizes to even like we had like brewer tickets and the Packers even donated some stuff. A couple of the things about summer reading that we had that were really exciting from just our craft nights to our, we had an author come with her horse, but we really wanted to do a shout out to our police chief, Tinor, and Hawk, and then also our canine department for coming in and doing story times, and it was just a huge, great event for us that we really enjoyed. It was a very popular story times for both of those, and we just really appreciate them coming, taking time out of their day to kind of tell what they do and show the kids how cool that can be. And also our fire department was really neat to come and show just what they do. They talked about it. The kids got to hose down the street, that kind of fun thing. So it was a lot of fun.
There, that's a good reward for summer reading.
Yes. But it was really a neat time for just kids, I think, to get excited to read in the summer. And then also for the adults to kind of just feel like, hey, we can be a kid again for the summer, too.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Get back to the AR goals and get ready to read and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
So now that the school year is fast approaching, what are some programs that you guys offer maybe after school or, you know, even in conjunction with the schools?
Sure. So we really try to work with the school, especially near the end of their school time to promote summer reading, to encourage that learning over the summer. But then as we go and we kind of transition from more like day programs to more afternoon, evening ones, from whether crafting is a really fun time for kids, I feel like, to be creative. We learned a lot this past summer. We did like a Bob Ross craft day and painting, and it was fun to see just the artisticness that we didn't maybe push a certain thing. They just got to be creative, and it was a really cool time. But we're hoping to kind of continue that throughout the fall, make some crafts. Maybe they can't afford or they don't know what to do for their parents. They can make something. Come to the library, make a Christmas gift or do something like that for them.
Yeah, make some Halloween decorations, Thanksgiving, the turkey, you know, stuff like that. So definitely. Yeah, that should be a good time. Anything else coming up as well in the near future, or just highlight some of the programs in general that you guys kind of do throughout the year?
Yeah, we have, so every Monday we have a woodling crew that comes in, and it's open to anybody, which is what we love about the libraries. Everyone's welcome at any point, anytime. But we have a group that comes and does woodworking. They'll help you get started. If you want to learn, you can bring or just hang out. We have a watercolor Wednesday group that's open to anyone if you want to come and paint. We're just starting a sewing group that's, I believe, coming in Thursdays once a month. So just kind of some cool stuff that's our normal. And then Friday story times we have for kids at 10 o'clock. And then ADRC, we have a movie time once a month that we pick a movie for. Chris does that for us, and she does such a fantastic job on what to pick. We have a book club that's once a month as well. And the last, after the movie, you can stay for book club. And we just try to highlight and give people a space to come and enjoy different activities that something might pique your interest.
Is that all those are on the website? Is that the best place to sign up for those, or should they call? How do you guys?
Sure, our website has all of that listed as well, but also Facebook. We try to do that, and then we have, of course, signage throughout the library or whatever you come by. But yes, they can call anytime as well. Yes.
All right. And then as far as it goes in the community, what are you guys volunteering or helping out with in the community? Some different programs that you help assist with?
Sure. So we always can use people to come in if they want to help from like shelf read or try to keep things organized. It's part of the library. Our renovation has helped us grow. But with that, we kind of have to make things tidier as things go on. We also do story time volunteers if people like to read to kids. And then also we have our outside group that does our landscaping, and they're always looking for volunteers as well to help keep up with the weeding, all that kind of stuff outside to help our grounds look up to date.
Lastly here, just maybe some frequent questions you get, some people calling in, hey, do you offer this? Or, hey, can we do that? Maybe you can answer some of those here that you frequently get asked, or maybe people are thinking about that they've been wanting to know.
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting for people to hear that you can always come in. The library has a space for if you want to just come and hang out. There's a place for you to come and sit. You can request something all the time that you maybe were hoping the library would own or get for our library specifically from a favorite author or a maybe unsung hero author that you wanted to have. We love taking recommendations. We love hearing what people in our community want more, that kind of a thing. Just suggestions on maybe they're looking for a different kind of group. That's where we're trying to kind of get highlighted for the, especially winter months, to go, hey, this is stuff we have going on. We want to meet the needs that are there, but we don't know if you don't let us know.
Yeah. If you're looking for a sense of community, if you're looking for a group to hang out with, you know, there's a bunch of different things going on. If you're looking for, hey, my group wants a place to meet, you know,
right.
you guys have an opportunity there as well. So this has been a ton of fun. I'm learning about the library as well here this morning. So, Elizabeth, thank you so much. Thanks to Bob and the Prairie du Chien Chamber for sponsoring this as well. Anything we missed that we want to cover?
I think that's everything. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Everyone, go check out a book, get your library card, and we'll see you down the road, Elizabeth. Thank you so much.
Thank you.